One of the great discoveries we make in meditation is that we are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not our opinions either. And once we make this discovery, we shall have bridged the generation gap, the gap that yawns between camps professing different opinions, whether it is individual, whether it is communal, whether it is national or whether it is international. And I would therefore particularly remind all of us that because there are serious differences of opinion between the older people and the younger people, this is no ground at all for moving away from them or for being estranged from them. In order to assess the validity of our own opinions, a certain amount of detachment is necessary from our intellect. And very often on the campus today, the phrase is used about intellectual integrity. And the great mystics of all religions would say that nobody can have intellectual integrity unless he is detached from the intellect. The intellect is just an instrument. And you don't identify yourself with your spanner, with your hammer, with your backhoe. And this is just a little intellect is a spanner, a medium intellect is a hammer, a powerful intellect is a backhoe. We shall find that the real intellectual will be very much interested in listening to different points of view. And it is good for us, wherever there is an opportunity where opposing points of views come from others, other families, other communities, other races, other countries, instead of getting agitated, getting angry, or saying, I don't want to hear, just say, yes, I would like to hear. I would like to hear your point of view. And this very attitude of respectful attention immediately begins to make the other people also respect your point of view, and they will present their point of view temperately, moderately, and perhaps there will be mutual communication established effectively. In a small way, I try to practice it even in my recreation and entertainment. And Barbara had told me some time ago to see Zorba. I had an opportunity this afternoon of seeing it as a light opera in San Francisco, and it certainly was a very different point of view. Now, I didn't get all agitated, and I didn't rush down to the box office and say, give me my money back. Oh, I said, yes, let's hear what he has got to say. And one of the opening songs is very representative of people who are self-will, who live on the physical level, who try to look upon everybody as separate, person opposed to person, community opposed to community, country opposed to country. And if I remember the words of the song right, the first one is, life is. Life is my fist in your face if you don't keep quiet. This is exactly what we do, you know. It's just, and this is what self-will leads to. Even in international relation, isn't this what is taking place today? If political views of other countries do not accord with our views, we have friction with other countries. And in individual partnership, in domestic relations, this is exactly what the song is all about. Zorba, even though we are poles apart, he won my sympathy because he was saying, I like to live on the physical level. And